From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
In studio with us, Clay and Michelle Schroff, who joined us just a few weeks ago to talk about foster care and respite. Adoption is on the table, too, in the conversation. But listen, November is National Adoption Month. And joining us in studio via the phone, Dr. Sharon Ford. She's focused on the family's director of foster care and adoption. She can also let us know more about Wait No More. I want to make sure before the end of the conversation we let people know about this resource that's available to them. Dr. Ford, Schroffs, thank you so much for your time, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the work that's being done here. And, you know, I think a lot about, you know, things we've seen happen in the last few years with the overturning of Roe versus Wade and really people criticizing the church for being pro-life, but maybe not pro-child and pro-abundant life, life past birth. And this is an opportunity for the body of Christ to really do their part when it comes to orphans children that are in need of care. I explained the credentials for Dr. Sharon Ford. Let me explain why the Schroffs are here. They are a new addition to the staff at Calvary Church. Now, before we press on, this is not a Calvary Church thing as far as your involvement. If you're listening, then you're invited to participate. And stick around because we have some great information coming up. But Schroffs, I'm going to throw it to you to explain what position you've taken on the staff at Calvary Church and really what the hope is to see happen here in the coming months.
Well, I'd like to back up a little bit because the reason why we are on staff is because Clay and I have a little bit of experience in this arena as far as having a nonprofit organization. What, 15 years?
15, 16.
15, 16 years. We have we had a nonprofit Aspen Project, and we come alongside of governmental agencies, and Clay's done quite a few church challenges in our community to really encourage the body of Christ to step up and to really come into a place where we can be salt and light. So when we had decided to start Aspen Project, we realized that we could not ask people to do something that we weren't willing to do, and that was foster. And at this point in our lives and in our marriage, we had adopted a child from Russia and came home and then had another child. So we were a couple with five kids, and we decided, let's foster. Let's step into that world. So we did, and after 7 years, we had fostered about 42 kids and adopted five. So we are now a family of 12, and it is and has been an absolutely beautiful thing.
Adventure?
It has been adventure, but it's been beautiful to see how the Lord has provided healing and that we've been able to walk with all of our children through difficult things, through hard things, and, you know, been able to rejoice and see the Lord's hand in those things.
Through that entire process, we were the Aspen Project at that time. And anytime we came to a stumbling block, we were first introduced to focus on the family and Dr. Ford and her team with Rick Warren's church. They had a
it was a orphan, national adoption.
National adoption.
Yeah.
And Sharon and her team, Dr. Ford and her team, have truly been either an anchor, saying, Clay, that I would halt, or I wouldn't be running forward with that, or they have been wind in our sails and pushing us forward. They've always had amazing advice. So to be, we've really been in the shadow of the Wait No More community, and that is what Focus on the Family did in Colorado. So, Dr. Ford, what a privilege to have been in your shadow and moving forward with this together.
Well, and I'll say
thank
this.
You.
Go ahead, Dr. Ford.
I was going to say, just thank you so much. Whenever Focus has stepped into the space to share with the body of Christ about the plight of the children who are in the U.S. foster care system, who were in need of legal families, permanency, that they didn't need to be stuck in the system. It was our prayer was that God would send families like yours who would hear his call and who would say yes to him, because every child deserves love and nurturing and deserves safety. And who better to have to step into that space than people who know God and know the power that he gives to each of us when we say yes.
Now, we're broadcasting from the campus of Calvary Church Albuquerque at 88.1 FM. However, we have listeners online, and we have listeners at Cannon Air Force Base, Clovis, New Mexico, at 90.7 FM, 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, and 93.5 FM in Portales. So I want to speak to all of them, because we're going to be talking about classes available in Albuquerque, but I want to make sure that those that are listening statewide or on the web anywhere have got the information that they need. And we're going to get to the information about the classes here at Calvary soon. But Dr. Ford, I want to ask you, and Shross, feel free to jump in. Someone who's like, okay, how do I begin? What do you tell them, Dr. Ford?
Honestly, I tell people to pray. That is the very first step. Because when God's people hear from him, they are opening themselves up to God's protection, God's strength, and his provision. Because where God leads, he provides. And so when they hear from God, then they can take steps forward to move on the instructions that he's given them. So I always tell people to start with prayer.
Shroffs?
It's not a suggestion in the Bible to care for the orphans. So in some way, and I'm going to agree with Dr. Ford, you got to start with prayer, but you better be ready to start the march, because God is unchanging. And if God told us to care for the widows and the orphans at one point, he's still telling us to care for those people in need. And it may not be that you don't need to be a foster parent, or you don't need to be an adoptive parent, but somewhere in that world, God has called you.
Uh-huh.
So you start that march. And I don't think that as the Christian community, regardless of where you're at in your life, God has a path for you to help each and every one of his commands. And if it's orphans, there are ways you can get involved. So Michelle kind of gave you a little of our history, and we're not at a point now where we're taking in more kids. We still have four kids in our home, and I'm getting up a little bit in age, but we are going to do respite. We're going to do it there. Or if you're in a church and you can help them financially, there's a step you can take to help those orphans, no matter where you're at.
Well, individuals thinking about it and starting with prayer is one thing.
Absolutely.
And the body of Christ in each congregation can be praying for the people in their congregation to consider adopting or supporting efforts of others to do this. Now, let's talk about someone who's thinking and is like, well, yeah, I think I might be open to hearing more about it, but I don't know if it's right for my family. Mm-hmm. I'll throw that to any of you.
You know, that's a really important statement. I don't know if it's right for my family. And people need to ask that question. When God has given them direction to step in, sometimes we go, oh, that means we have to foster. And I just want to applaud Clay's statement about everybody's not called to be a foster parent. But the Bible does call the body of Christ to do something. So my statement to people is, what is that something that God has called you to do? By going to an interest meeting that Clay and Michelle would be sponsoring at Calvary, they would find out that there's all kinds of things that need to be done, whether God's called you to foster or he's called you to provide respite care, because that is so desperately needed to have respite families. Maybe you're supposed to be that wraparound services. to wrap around not only the youth or the child that's in that foster home, but to wrap around that family that has opened their heart and their home to children coming in. It takes many hands to make the work light. Just think about having seven families who say, you know what? The Schraubs have decided to be foster families, a foster family. And we're going, these seven or eight couples say, and we're going to be their support system along that journey. We're going to bring meals. We're going to come help do housework. We're going to help tutor the kids with their homework. We're going to run errands for them. We're going to sit with them, boy, and late in the night when they're just ready to just chuck it all. We're going to be there for them. Maybe we're bringing in that freshly baked cake or that cup of Starbucks, just to sit with them and to pray with them and to comfort them as they go through life with welcoming and caring for children with trauma histories. Maybe we're going to be the people who say, you know what, you need your yard work done. We're going to take care of your yard work. That's not something that you have to do, Dad. Oh, okay, you guys want to have date night? We're going to watch the kids while you guys have date night or date morning. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever it is. Oh, your kid needs a buddy in at children's church so that you don't have to get up and miss service. We're going to be that buddy for your kid or for kids so that you can stay and hear the gospel message and get what you need in service. We're going to go and respond to the children's ministry said, oh, we need the parent to come and address this issue. That's a critical, critical need that every single foster parent needs. They need that support system that's wrapping around them, and the body of Christ is the answer to that family's call.
Hey, we're just about to go to a break. Before we do, and let me tease you with this. The information meeting is coming up November 15th and 16th. We're going to get details for you about that and why really anyone should be at this. But stay with us for that. This thought occurred to me because in this segment we talked about where can you begin? And we talked about prayer and seeking the Lord in this. Let me put it in perspective, I hope. Pray that God would give you the heart of Christ towards these children. He sees them as precious. Life yes. is precious. And he wove them into the womb. Pray that God gives you the same heart that Christ has for these children. As you were talking about all those different things, you can do for those families, if you're aware of someone who's in that position already or considering it, go to them directly and say, what do you need? As you consider this, what are you thinking might make it difficult for you to make this happen? And then you can maybe fill those areas, as Dr. Ford mentioned. Hey, listen, we're on the topic of adoption and respite and foster care. It's National Adoption Month through the month of November. We're visiting with Dr. Sharon Ford, and as I mentioned, she's the Director of Foster Care and Adoption at Focus on the Family. Clay and Michelle Schroff, who are heading up that effort here at Calvary Church Albuquerque. Again, whether you attend Calvary Church or not, this information is for you. The meeting we're going to talk about in detail coming up after the break is for you, and we'll get back with more after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
We're in the midst of a conversation with Dr. Sharon Ford. She's the Focus on Family Director of Foster Care and Adoption. In studio with us, Clay and Michelle Schroff, who oversee that effort at Calvary Church. And as I mentioned before, that is an effort at Calvary Church that extends to the body of Christ, anywhere that can be a part of the training that is coming up. And I mentioned these meetings or interest, you know, their training. There's some training coming up on November 15th and 16th. Let's back up because some people may have heard us on the air a little while ago talking about the training that already passed. And think, oh, I'm late to the game.
This is
there's three sets of training. So October there's 2 days, November there's 2 days, December there's 2 days. So it's a total of six.
Right, and if you missed. If you missed the last two in October, am I too late to the game?
Nope.
Okay.
You can come as long as you show up to these two that are coming 15th and 16th of this month.
What if I'm not sure I want to actually do this?
That's okay. You can just show up. Yeah, just come. You don't have to do anything. Normally, CYFD was asking for applications, orientations, everything before this process. Okay.
Okay.
But they don't now.
Okay. Now let's get to that.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, first, since I mentioned the training, mm-hmm. here's when they are. November 15th. That's a Friday from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And then that's Saturday. It's Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th. Saturday is 9 a.m. to 2:30 mm-hmm. p.m. And friends that are listening that know friends that are considering, here's where you can help out with these families. Many of them maybe already have kids at home. You can help them be available to be at these meetings. Let's speak to that.
That's right.
Do they need to find someone to watch kiddos? Or yes. Okay.
It's best because we are touching on some subjects and some things that are not kid friendly.
Okay. And what's the cost for coming to this?
$0.
Yeah.
It's free McFree.
Yeah. You know, and here's the thing. It's training that helps you with your own kids. Uh-huh. And it is a certification that Children, Youth, and Family, while you're going through this system, there's a ton of other stuff you have to do. They don't make it super easy to be a foster parent.
It shouldn't be. No.
Right? But they're making it considerably easier than for other folks. And we're doing it here. We're wrapping around you. It's everything that Dr. Ford talked about. So when you become a foster parent and you're going through some dark times, some hard times, we have people who their sole interest in this is to wrap around foster families, come alongside you, and make sure that you're all
okay.
Right.
I want to throw it back to Dr. Ford because, as I mentioned, we're broadcasting around New Mexico and others listening on the web. For those, Dr. Ford, that are like, well, I'm not taking a flight to Albuquerque to be certified there. What does the process look like for others listening that may want to consider where they are?
We would love to have those who are not in New Mexico to go to our waitnomore.org website, and it has a start here button. And so they can click on that button. Because it addresses how do you begin. We want to connect them with the right organizations in the community where they reside so that they can go to the orientation or interest meeting, actually get involved with the training, get connected with that organization, find out more about the kids who are in need. So we want them to go to our waitnomore.org website so that we can help them begin their journey.
Okay, now let's go somewhere that maybe have been very obvious, but we didn't go. For the person who's listening and going, okay, you're recruiting. Is the need really that great?
Absolutely. It is. Absolutely.
They have children staying at the CYFD offices and sleeping in offices because they have nowhere else to go.
Yeah. There's not enough foster homes.
Yeah.
And then you think about this. We're in the holiday season, Thanksgiving, right? It's one of my favorite times of the year. My family comes over. Think about the fact that during this holiday season, number one, abuse goes up.
Yeah.
So you mix in holiday stress and alcohol and drugs and the abuse goes up. But you imagine it's Thanksgiving and you're sleeping in an office.
Yeah.
Because there's nowhere else safe for you to go. And need has never been greater. And I don't know what it's like around the rest of the country, but when they tell us that we're 51st in the nation on anything kid-related, they're not joking.
Yeah.
And it's when you're at the last, if you're at the very... If you're first at being last, there's some problems. And more children are coming into the system. And we are so, the resources, I want everyone to know too, the resources on the Wait No More website is a definite go-to. If you're in a class with us already, still go to that website and get plugged in. See how you can help children.
Dr. Ford, can you speak some to this? And not only the urgency and the great need not only in New Mexico, but elsewhere, but the importance of the family unit and the mentoring that children need and how that not only impacts them, but really our society.
You know, every child needs individuals who care for them, emotionally, spiritually, and who's willing to give, speak into their lives, and mentors of all kinds, men and women, make a difference by helping that child know that they are somebody, that they have a purpose in life, that they're the situation that brought them into the foster care system doesn't define who they are today, nor will it define who they are tomorrow. But every child needs people like the Shrubs who are molding them, shaping them, pouring, speaking life-giving words into their spirit so that they can grow and they can learn to identify what's the call, who am I supposed to be today and in the future. Foster parents have a wonderful opportunity to do that even for us, whether it's for 18 months, 4 years, 10 years, hopefully not. If those kids move on into adoption, or if the child, young person's going to age out of the foster care system, you're planting seeds that need to be watered and nurtured all along their developmental pathway so that they can grow into being the person that, you know, they're our next generation. They are our future. And if we're not taking care of them and reminding them how precious they are, like the scripture says, every person is precious in God's sight, that we foster care is about being pro-life, not just adoption, not just birth, but foster care is about being pro-life. Each child is a life. And so when we think that there's 391,000, that's right, 391,000 children across the U.S. that are in the foster care system, there's work for every community, every state, every county, every city, for people, God's people, to get involved to make a difference in the life of a child.
Okay, so the person that's listening, oh, maybe by this time shouting at the radio and saying, okay, you told me about the training and the dates and the times. How do I be a part of that?
Show up. Just come.
Okay.
We'll be in the Plex.
Okay, the Plex
is on the volleyball court.
And actually, if you go to calvarynm.church on the homepage, there's a place for you to find the map of the campus and find the Plex. But you can get to the Plex either by parking in the main parking lot and walking down into the campus. You can also park out over on Washington off of Osuna and do that as well. We encourage you to come and get trained. If you're like, I don't know, come and get the information and get trained,
yeah.
get questions answered, and tell someone else, you know what, if you're maybe you're a little uncomfortable and if you're, you know, maybe let's go. Actually, that brings up the question of someone that's by themselves,
mm-hmm.
Whether they're a young single person or a widow or a widower.
We have a 19-year-old in the class right now going through it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, single.
Here, let's do this. Do not disqualify yourself. Come to the training and find out just how much you can be a part of reaching out to, what did we say, 170,000 kids more?
361,000.
300, yeah. Goodness.
Hey, and you guys can call Calvary Church and just leave a message for Clay or Michelle.
Okay, and that number is 505-344-0880.
And we will call you back and kind of go over some of your questions.
Okay. So with that, I'm going to throw it back to all of you because I don't want you to walk out of this conversation and, wait a minute, we needed to explain. And Michelle, actually, off the air, we were talking a little mm-hmm. bit about biofamilies.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, oftentimes children will go with biological families. So biological families will end up fostering those children, an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, you know, just a family member. So we have two different types of biofamilies that we're also wrapping around. And that is a family foster placement. And then there's also the bio families that have, you know, lost custody of their children temporarily. And our goal in that is, you know, as we're talking about all of this, I just feel like we're leaving off one leg of that table. And that is these biological families that are affected by foster care. You know, there's obviously something going on in that home and in that heart of those parents that needs to be addressed. And we believe that Jesus is the one that needs to
be addressing. There's hope in Christ, right?
That's right. And, you know, yes, we want, you know, we want the kids taken care of. We want those children. But, you know, scientifically, it is proven that those children going home is better and whole. But we want to make sure that when those children are going home, that those parents know Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, you can go to drug rehab. You can go to anger management. You can go do all those things, and they're great. And sometimes it can be wonderful for years and years. But the reality is there's a healing that needs to take place in the heart. And only Jesus Christ is the answer for that. So our goal is that this isn't just a matter. And this is something that we discovered when we were fostering. We were like, we can catch fish all day long. We need to figure out why are these children coming into care?
Mm-hmm.
What is it that can change? Well, what can change is that they meet the Savior of the world. They meet the great physician. And the drugs that they're taking and the people that they're getting with that are harming these kids, that they are able to be healed and know that they're more than their past. They're more than the things that they've done. They're more than the things that have been done to them.
Okay, we're just about out of time, but I want to be able to throw it back to Clay and or you, Dr. Ford. Any other last thoughts?
You know, we reached out to Focus on the Family, and they actually put us in contact with the Raising Highly Capable Kids. That's a parenting program that we're also teaching our bio parents,
mm-hmm.
as well as our congregation. So it's not just for at-risk. And it's get proactive. If there's anything that the community needs to do is to put, we need to be Jesus with skin on, and this is a beautiful way to do that. We want to thank Dr. Ford and her entire team because they have provided so many resources mm-hmm. and are continuing to do so. So thank you, Dr. Ford and the Ketty Kearns and just all the amazing people who are out there.
Yes.
All right, and Dr. Ford?
Yes. I just so appreciate that Clay and Michelle are there at Calvary, that they are connecting with the Children, Youth, and Families Division. It is the government and the church working together on behalf of vulnerable children.
Yes.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
All right.
Not separate, but together.
And for those outside the Albuquerque area, again, waitnomore.org, great resource to you put together. That Dr. Ford mentioned earlier in our conversation. Thanks to all of you. And again, it's November 15th and 16th training. That's a Friday and a Saturday. On Friday, it's 6 p.m. to 8:30 and 9 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Saturday at Calvary Church, Albuquerque. And that's on Osuna west of Jefferson. And again, if you need to call, it's area 505-344-0880. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you so much for having us.
Back with more after the break. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.